Families in Cuba are experiencing significant distress due to a ramped-up campaign of U.S. deportations. Reports indicate that many individuals are being held in overcrowded detention centers, leading to dangerous conditions. Sister Tracy Horan from the Kino Border Initiative highlights that detainees are often treated poorly, facing overcrowding and inadequate access to food, water, and medical care. Many individuals, including those with legal residency, are being detained without clear justification, sometimes even during court hearings, exacerbating the fear and uncertainty for families separated by these actions. Over 2,000 to 3,000 deportees are reportedly arriving monthly in Nogales, Mexico, leading to challenges in reintegrating into society, particularly for those who have spent significant portions of their lives in the U.S. Many deportees return to Mexico without their personal belongings, further complicating their attempts to start anew. Additionally, the emotional toll of family separation is profound, as many deported individuals are now attempting to cross back into the U.S., often risking their lives in dangerous journeys. Meanwhile, a complex geopolitical dynamic is emerging with Ukraine's proposal to exchange Cuban mercenaries captured in the ongoing conflict for political prisoners in Cuba. Ukrainian lawmaker Marian Zablotsky has indicated that they are willing to facilitate the release of these mercenaries if Cuba releases a group of political prisoners. This proposal is being framed as a humanitarian gesture, with mentions of returning the remains of Cuban fighters killed in Ukraine to their families. Zablotsky has noted that the treatment of Cuban prisoners in Ukraine is humane, contrasting this with reports of severe mistreatment of Ukrainian prisoners in Russian custody. The proposal includes a list of political prisoners whose release activists are advocating for, highlighting that there are over 1,000 political prisoners in Cuba at the moment. Activists are urging for expedited actions regarding the release of these political prisoners alongside the proposed exchange, showing how humanitarian efforts are intricately linked to international relations in this context. The situation reflects the broader implications of U.S.-Cuba relations amidst ongoing humanitarian concerns and geopolitical negotiations.